The year started with the legislature and Governor Mike DeWine showing an interest in moving to hot-button issues: Stand Your Ground, which lists restrictions on using lethal force in self-defense, and a version of the so-called Red Flag Law, which expands the ability for courts to confiscate weapons. For the latter, Republican Senate President Larry Opoff said it was something he'd be willing to look into as long as it was constitutional. At the end of last December, he said the red flag proposal from then-Governor John Kasich did not allow for due process.
I would say us not doing that is not necessarily a no forever on any issue. It's we weren't satisfied with where this particular proposal was, and it might be open to be looked at in the future.
Though DeWine briefly mentioned looking into a red flag proposal after the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, the issue went silent for the first half of the year. But what did see movement was a House bill that implemented so-called constitutional carry. This allows people to carry concealed weapons without permits or mandated training. But opponents, such as Democratic Representative Fred Strayhorn, said this bill would get rid of common sense policies.
Not requiring a permit and training makes everyone less safe, including the gun owner.
That bill and Stand Your Ground legislation seemed to be gaining momentum until August 4th, when a gunman opened fire in a busy entertainment district of Dayton, killing 9 people. DeWine attended a memorial service that same day, but his comments were interrupted. The crowd spontaneously breaking out into a chant of "Do something." 2 days later, DeWine talked about what he described as a comprehensive approach to reducing gun violence.
Some chanted, "Do something," and they were absolutely right.
His so-called Strong Ohio plan was not unveiled until October and did not include the mandatory background checks he suggested right after the Dayton shooting. The plan has 17 different initiatives, including ways to expand background checks and keeping firearms away from people deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. It's been criticized by gun control groups for stopping short of universal background checks and expanded confiscation laws. But Republican Senator Matt Dolan says it's something that will be effective.
If we are going to stop simply because it does not have everything you want, and therefore nothing is better than something, we will fail the people of Ohio.
The bill was introduced in the Senate, where it was expected to get a better reception than in the House. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder has signaled that a gun regulation bill would run into challenges in his chamber, where around a dozen members are likely to vote against any gun control regulations.
Any time that you talk about taking away someone's rights to defend themselves or to limit their constitutional right, we're going to become very concerned about that.
Lawmakers are still working on that and the other big topic going into 2019, Stand Your Ground. There's now a bill in the House and the Senate. That Senate bill has received 3 hearings so far. Sponsoring Republican Senator Terry Johnson says his Stand Your Ground bill keeps the main prongs of self-defense, that an aggressor must display means, intent, and opportunity to do harm before someone takes action to protect themselves.
Then you already have the rights to self-defense. So that's already in law. What I'm saying is, you don't also have to try to run away.
But opponents argue that this can lead to more gun violence and point to studies that show gun violence has gone up in some states that have the law in the books. At the end of 2019, the constitutional carry bill passed out of one House committee in June, but it was sent to another House committee where it sat in limbo ever since. The legislature seems poised to continue holding hearings on Stand Your Ground and the Strong Ohio bill, which DeWine says he plans to make one of his top legislative priorities in 2020. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.